Blog Talk Radio.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
We're here. I don't know what the heck is going on. It's been like, I hope that we don't call the first guest and that it will be going, hello, hello, hello. And then I got to text him and call him in. But
when I called through right now, it took me a few times.
Oh, my God.
Like it was blank effort.
Gotta love that blog talk. Manny's constantly going back and forth or whatever because, you know, he pays for this airtime or whatever, so I don't know what the heck happens or whatever. But anyways, you're here. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to check out all the latest information. And I got to tell you, man, I took the last two Thursdays off, not so much off, but to get out at about 5 o'clock and then have somebody switch with me so that I can be here today, because this is the showdown or the final countdown before WrestleCon. So
yeah.
It was a zoo. And then they said, well, we got to have a meeting because I guess this active shooter crap or whatever. And I'm like, you know what, dude, just lock the doors and let's just go or whatever. But so we had to have a stupid active shooter meeting of what we're going to do or whatever. So, well, Nicolette works in materials. So she's constantly opening the door to let the UPS and the FedEx and stuff in. So we're like, well, you're going to be the first one when it starts shooting because you're by the door or whatever. So anyways, it was a big mess. And so I finally got here, took everything I had just to get everything ready. So we'll give the lineup first. At about the 7:15 mark, we're going to have Santana Jackson coming on. Then at about between 8:30 and 8:45, we got Jimmy Mayhem coming on. They got shows, man. There's a lot of shows coming up because it's the final race to WrestleMania, you know, and everybody's coming into town to L.A. to check out all the shows. So a lot of people are running shows to get, you know, and WrestleCon and everything, since all the people are going to be here for WrestleMania. So they got shows coming up. And then at about the 8 o'clock hour, we got JBD coming on, Jack Bruce Davidson. He's in my match, so we're going to talk about that on the April 30th match, as well as he's got the Bushido Cup coming up this weekend. And then at about probably around the same, I'll probably have Lance from Bully Zone come on with us at 8 o'clock so we can talk to JBD and then do some news, because it's just, I used to be so happy on Wednesdays because I was looking so forward to watching AEW, and it is just, I'm sorry, it is just awful. It's got, you know who's going to win? I mean, you know that dude from the Dark Order is not going to go over on Jon Moxley, you know, and it's so predictable now. And although you knew that El Hijo de Vikingo wasn't going to go over on Kenny Omega, it still was a show and a half. I mean, I thought somebody was going to die. I mean, when you're doing 620s or whatever to the outside and landing on your back or whatever, I mean, it's just crazy. So that one was actually worth the time. But the, you know, the AEW is just it's god awful, man. It's just so, it's just silly. I used to like when they first came out because it's like, you know, it was a real wrestling show and people were coming from different feds, mostly, you know, WWE and stuff like it's all right, dude, now they're going to have a chance to really shine and show that they can wrestle and show that they're just not a, you know, a character or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's how it started. And then it just went right into that, you know, these silly promos and, you know, just silliness.
Yeah.
And John Moxley bleeds like every match. Yeah. I mean, have you seen a match in the last 10 matches where Moxley's not bleeding?
No. No.
I mean, it's just,
and he bleeds
just,
a lot.
Yeah. It's just like, dude. See, okay. And this is where Pistol Pete comes in. And when he talked, he said, you know, the end of the world can't come every day. You know, I did that once without him knowing. I got color with Al, with Bronx Bomber or whatever. And he's like, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, dude, we were going at it. But he goes, no. He goes, God dang it, the end of, you didn't even lead up to it. You know, it's just all of a sudden you're fighting and there's blood. Because, you know, that's the, he even said that like with dives, you know, when you dive outside the ring, or you jump outside the ring, that's supposed to mean like you're doing whatever it takes to win this match. Like I'll jump out this ring and dive on him because I want to win. But now they do it off the lockup. I mean, they'll go lock up and bam, they're jumping out of the ring and they're diving on people and stuff like that. So that's what we're talking about too. You know, the end of the world means the end of the world. You know. You fight and okay, we'll take an example with that with Al. You know, we were partners for a long time, and then he turned on me, and we probably had at least two or three matches before we had the end of the world, which was a street fight, no holds barred, and you come in your street clothes, and you just fight, and we decide who, you know, who's the man, and then it's it. Whoever wins, that's it. It's over. You know what I mean? But now... It's just blood and barbed wire and boards and cables and stuff. It's just constant or whatever. So, I mean, whatever. I mean, you know, I don't know. I guess I sound like an old man or whatever, but it's just the truth. But
no,
anyways.
No, I feel the same way, though, about it. Like, I like the older, like, style of wrestling when it wasn't, like the end of the world every day. Or, there's blood before, but it wasn't like too gory, you know, like I'm cool
and
on
then
this,
it,
like where I have to train all the time, I'm it, cool on that.
And it leads up to the pay-per-view. You have your TV show and you guys are going at it back and forth, and I remember, you know, I must have watched every documentary and read every book on wrestling, and that's what Taz said. He said, you know, when Taz and I when Sabu and I went back and forth, when we finally said, okay, this is the big pay-per-view, it's going to be him and I, we didn't touch each other for 2 weeks. We would get in that ring and we'd square off or something, you know, but we didn't touch each other for 2 weeks because by the time that pay-per-view came, people were like, dude, now I want to see what's going to happen, you know, and that's what I'm talking about. So that's,
you build,
you know,
the anticipation.
Exactly. And then you go, well, shit, I'm going to buy this pay-per-view, man. I want to see what happens or whatever. So that's what we're talking about.
True.
And then if you're not going to do that, you just want to see, like, matchups that you wouldn't think of. I mean, even like Wednesday. I mean, people didn't even know who El Hijo de Vikino was. I knew who he was because he wrestled in AAA, and I follow everything. And I said, damn, I know that's going to be a match. I mean, we knew that was going to deliver. But by the end of that match, people were chanting his name. You know, and that was in Kansas City, Missouri. You know what I mean? So when you can have people chant your name in Kansas City, Missouri, you know you've done something or whatever. So I thought that was pretty cool. But anyways, and then Tuesday they have MLW. We'll talk to Lance and Sonya when we get into the news and stuff, and we'll talk a little bit. You know, I like when you have options. You know, Major League Wrestling is on Tuesdays now, and it was pretty good. Jacob Fatu, that dude is amazing. And he can go. And Hammerstone is like in tip-top shape. I think a lot of these wrestlers go one of two ways. When they say, hey, look, man, we got a TV deal, you know, and they go, damn, I'm going to get in the gym and I'm going to be, you know, when that camera's on me, I'm going to be looking good. And that's exactly what he did. He was in shape. But when I saw him Tuesday, I'm like, yeah, this guy got in shape. And he looks like a champion. You know what I mean? Like you see that dude and you go, that's a wrestler, you know, or whatever. Again, That's what Pete would say. You know, he go, get your fat ass in the gym, man. He goes, look at Al. You know, I put the belt on him and people go, damn, that's a wrestler, you know, or whatever.
Yeah,
so,
he was crazy looking.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, you know. So, anyways, we're gonna talk a little bit about that later on towards the end of the show. I got Santana coming up. He's got so much going on. He's on the big show that we have coming up, and then a lot of these starting Thursday, the 30th. A lot of people are doing shows because a lot of people are going to be coming into town on the 30th, so they want to have some shows that they want to, you know, I guess check into the hotel and say, hey, bro, if we're gonna go eat, let's go check out the show or whatever. So he's got a show in Gardena on Thursday. I got the thing from Manny. I don't know if he sent it to you yet, Sonia, that they're going to load in on Thursday, just get their tables together and stuff like that. I am working on Thursday. That's why I have to do the show today. So I won't be there till Friday, but I got my stuff, which is not that much. It's just a 4-foot table and the mic stands and the stuff to record.
Yeah.
So we'll set that up on Friday. We'll be there Friday morning because they have different sessions. You know, they're going to have two sessions on Friday, an afternoon
on
and
Friday.
Then a late afternoon one. And then Saturday is usually the big one because that's when a lot of people come in and all the big guys like Ric Flair and all them, you know, they're going to be there. So that's the main. And then Sunday, a lot of people are going to be checking out a lot of these wrestlers and everything before they go to WrestleMania. It's because it's a whole thing or before they go watch WrestleMania somewhere or whatever. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll get Santana in here. We'll talk about, he's going to be there. He's got a booth. So hopefully we'll get him over to our booth and we can talk to him a little bit there on Saturday to see, you know, how it's going in his booth and what's going on. And, you know, a lot of people are like, dude, he's getting out there now, man. I mean, when you can start doing shows in like Midwest or going out there to Tennessee and all that stuff to do shows, that means people are noticing you and they're calling you and saying, hey, bro, let's bring that stuff over here. So I'm going to go ahead and take a break, Sonia. We'll get Santana here. We'll get this show going. And then we'll do some news later on towards the end of the show because we got a lot to talk about. I went ahead and booked it for two hours. Hopefully we're going to go about an hour and a half or so, but I booked it for 2 hours just in case we run a little bit long since it's the big show before WrestleCon. So we'll be right back after this. Hang on.
All right.
Every time we put that song, people go, what the hell is that? But it's the lead into that AC/DC song. I heard the whole song the other day. Nicolette and I were in San Diego. Oh, it's a different one. Highway to Hell is a whole different thing, but it's one that you don't hear too much of. But Nicolette and I worked in San Diego Saturday. And when we came back, it came on. I'm like, oh, there's that. It was listening to Jack FM or something like that. Then she goes, that's a real song. Like, yeah, it's just we play a snippet or whatever from there. So I sent Santana a text to let him know that we're going to be calling. So I'm going to call. Hopefully he got it. I mean, when you're such a busy man like that, who knows? So let's give him a call and see if he picks him. I hope he does. If not, he's in big trouble. Plus, he's going for the Pistol Pete Cup, man. I mean, and well, we'll talk about it when he gets on there because there's a lot of buzz on that, especially for somebody like Santana. Hey, Santana, it's Fabiano. You're live on UWC Radio. Can you hear me, my friend?
Yeah, I can hear you. How you doing?
We're doing it's beautiful. Real quick for the people listening, you're here. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to get all the latest information on the line with us right now. Santana Jackson's got some. When when you're a badass wrestler as well as working shows in Las Vegas, you know, you take some time to get a hold of them. But real quick, Sonia, my sidekick, we've been talking all through the opening about Santana. Say hi to Santana real quick, Sonia.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Are you getting attacked? Yeah. Who's getting
That's
attacked by the dog?
I know,
oh, that
I
was
like,
my dog's,
yeah.
you know, I got Animal Planet over here, so they already, you know, they step off, looking at home.
Well, I want to talk about, because you've got lots going on. You know, when WrestleMania comes to town, there's so much going on. Not only do you have WrestleCon, but you've got, you know, big show coming up for Puro Wrestle Dojo and stuff like that. But, you know, Manny and I, the owner of UWC, we used to work for a company called Staff Pro. And when you're paying your dues, you have to work all these little security shows like at the Palladium and stuff like that. And you do all these, you know, little shows paying your dues. But then once you start working in the coat and tie, you know, when they see that you're not a knucklehead, they start giving you these other jobs. You know, we start really working. So, like, I worked with Madonna probably, I'm going to say 6 or 7 times to the point where it got annoying. But you start working these jobs, right? So him and myself and a couple other people, it was 6 of us, and we were working at the Beverly, I think it was the Beverly Palms. I gotta talk to Manny about that for sure, because we were talking about that the other day. And he Michael Jackson had the whole floor. You know, he had, I can't remember what floor it was or whatever, but he had the whole floor. So we were all in that whole hallway. There was 6 of us, and we were kind of spread out a little bit or whatever. So they call on the radio, and they say, okay, Mike's coming. Be prepared or whatever. And in my mind, I'm going, yes, I'm going to get to see Mike. And, you know, you start going, I'm saying, hey, what's up, man? You know, you used to be all starstruck and everything. So we hear him coming, bang, the elevator opens up, starts walking down. So I hear him, but it was his security. There was 4 of them, big old dudes. I couldn't even see the lights. They were like 6'4", 6'5", right, big old dudes. So they come, and they grab me, and they turn me to the wall. And I'm staring at the wall, and they're going, all right, Mike's come in. Okay, he's halfway here, already past you. Okay, he's gone. And they turned me back around. So we didn't even get to look at him. They literally turned us around so that we couldn't look at him or whatever. And I was like, damn. So we got paid, and we got paid well for 4 hours just to watch the hallway, but we never got to see him. So that's the closest I've ever gotten to Michael Jackson. So real quick, Santana, before we talk about, you know, what you got going on and stuff like that, have you gotten that close to Michael, or have you went to one of his concerts, or talk a little bit about that?
No, honestly, I just basically adored him from far away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Watched him on YouTube, all that. I figured if I became a tribute artist, that would be my opportunity to meet him, because I know he loved me and Michael, and tribute artists and impersonators and all that. And I just, you know, I started doing it, hoping one day I'd get that opportunity. And unfortunately, he had passed away when I started getting anywhere with it. Like before I even came to Vegas. So I was doing a sign. I was top of a sign holder. You know, I worked as a sign holder dressed up as Michael Jackson. So that's before I got into like shows and all that stuff.
Which sucks. I mean, it's such a shame, you know, what happened or whatever, but, you know, well, let me tell you, I did a couple, you know, and again, we, you know, it took a lot just to get to do that. And I wasn't like by the stage or nothing like that. I was out more towards the crowd on the left-hand side or whatever. But, you know, regardless of what anybody says or whatever, that man was amazing. He could, like, nobody else. I mean, like, when I was there, my ears rang for probably 2 days after, because the people were screaming and everything. But, and that's why I like that song, Just Another Part of Me, for when Santana comes out. When that song hit, oh my God, the people went nuts. And then when he did his little thing, and he's going, and then he does a little hee hee hee, ow, and the people just went nuts. I mean, it just, oh my God. And we were literally carrying people out of the crowd because they were just passing out. I mean, it was just, I've never seen anything like it. It was just amazing. So even though I only did it for 5 years, that, you know, was like, I can always say, dude, I was there and I saw him in person. And it, regardless of what you say, that man was just amazing. It was ridiculous. But anyways, with that being said, you know, here's the thing. I knew who Santana was from a long time. I've been friends with, oh my God, I have Alzheimer's disease. what's his name, Sonia, that played the Snowflake in Lucha Libre, in Nacho Libre?
Tornado.
Yeah, Human Tornado.
The Human Tornado.
When he was coming up, he would wrestle as El Negro, and we worked for Revolution Pro. And then as he progressed and everything, he said, hey, man, I'm wrestling. You got to check out this dude Santana or whatever. And I'm like, well, I've heard of him or whatever. I've never seen him. So then I saw him, and I'm like, damn, this guy's got something here, man. I think he's – and a couple of people that were with me go, yeah, man, this guy's got something. So I've always wanted to book him, but I was wrestling back then. So when UWC first came to fruition and Manny, said, hey, man, what do you want to do? I said, let's bring this guy, man. This is one of the guys that I want to bring. Dude, little did I know that just that show there, and it kind of all – we talk about stars being in a line. It kind of worked out because Manny and I fought over that pyro and stuff because it was so much money and everything. But when it was over, I don't know, how much feedback you got from that first show, Santana, but people were like, dude, that wasn't just a wrestling match. That was a show, and I was like, yeah. So people talked about it for weeks after. They said, man, where did that dude Santana come from? Where can I see him? And all that. So did you get a lot of that after that? Or have you been getting it, before that? Or did it help out a little bit or whatever? Because I got a lot of feedback. I didn't know how much you got after that first show.
I mean, people start following me a lot more. People follow my social media and stuff like that. And I'm building that up. So I'm just trying to get to, it's a million mark like a lot of people are hitting. So...
Yeah, because you're working like other shows like in the Midwest, and you're kind of like all over the place now, right? So is it hard to, because you've got your stuff going on in Vegas and then you got those shows. So, I mean, you got a lot of conflicts. Or, okay, let's say they call you from, somewhere out in the Midwest, and, it's a good paycheck and they're going to fly you out and they want to do all this stuff. But you still got it falls on one of the days that you have one of your gigs in Vegas. How do you decipher between the two? Does it matter, or do you have to ask for that day off, or how does that all work? Or do you say, hey, man, I'm here in Vegas. That's my paying gig. I got to take a pass, or how does that work out?
Well, sometimes when it comes to that, because MJ Live is my main show, my main job. I work for them every Monday, and I do side stuff when they go on tour. So I try to work it out. They're not on tour, and they need me on a certain day, and I normally can do it. But if it came to it, sometimes I have to like do a rain check and come back and try to do something bigger the next time I show up,
Yeah, for sure. And let me tell you, as we get closer to WrestleMania, so much going on. Not only is Santana going to be at WrestleCon, which I'll talk about, but he's got a show on Thursday, March 30th for Puro Wrestle Dojo. It's called Return of the Dragon. It's Thursday, March 30th. It's at the Xander Sports Arena. It's at 16401 South Avalon Boulevard in Gardena. The doors open at 7. First match is at 8 p.m. If you want to check it out, they got a ton of people coming for this show. But, of course, Santana's going to be there. Now, when you work these shows for Puro Wrestle Dojo, I've known Durango for years. Him and I teamed up against Damien and Halloween way back in the day or whatever. And,
oh, yeah.
And same thing when he back then, he was amazing. He was really far ahead of his time. I would say him and Superboy back in those days, late 90s, early 2000s, man, they were, a force to be reckoned with. So then it all come to fruition, the Inoki Dojo and stuff like that. So first of all, before we talk about that show, how did he see you somewhere and say, hey, bro, I think you need to come over here? Or did you start, taking a couple of training sessions over there? Or how did all that come about to working for Puro Wrestle Dojo?
Well, I have a couple of friends. They're Mondo Rocks and Robbie Lit.
Yeah.
They're both they're Sky High. So mm-hmm. Sky High travels back and forth out there. And one day they were like, hey, do you want to go? Because they need an extra wrestler. And like, sure, I go. And I don't think they expected to see me. when I showed up, I got ready, and of course I wasn't in makeup, so no one knew who I was. And then when I finally turned my face on, put all that on, they were like, oh, you that guy? I'm like, yeah, I'm the guy. And it kind of like worked from there that they started bringing me back more and taking care of me real good and stuff. And I built a relationship through them through Sky High. They kind of got me involved with them.
Yeah, and those are some legit shows. I've been to quite a few over there because, now that I'm older and I'm – hold on a second. Is somebody talking in the background there? Is there a party going on?
Oh, yeah. Della wants to ask a question.
Okay, let me put this to Santana real quick, and then I'll let her ask her question. That being said, do you know who you're going to wrestle on this show, or you won't know till you get there, which doesn't matter to you because whoever you're out there with, you're going to put on the show.
Hey, I look at it, whoever it is, it's going to be a fun show no matter what.
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't normally, I don't find out to the day though. I don't find out to that day.
Unless they
get that flyer up.
Yeah, they put all the wrestlers and everything on there, on the flyers, and then they make the matches, and then they come out, which is a little bit better because it's like, oh, shit, he's wrestling Santana or whatever. But PG Jelly, you got a question for Santana?
Yeah, it might be a silly question, though.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever seen Demon Slayer.
Yes, I have.
Have you ever seen Demon Slayer? Okay, cool.
Yes,
does anybody ever call you Muzan?
Sometimes when I'm wearing a hat and fedora, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I just wanted to know that.
Dude,
wants to call you that.
I am totally lost. What? I'm an old man. What is that? Demon Slayer?
Yeah, no. It's
an
anime
show.
I don't know it.
Yeah, it's an anime show. I actually got into it because my boy got me into it, and I started watching it and everything. There's a character on there that kind of resembles Michael Jackson with the curly hair and all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now I'm going to have to check it out. Let me write that down real quick. Well, besides that, Santana's going to be at WrestleCon. He's going to be there on sessions 1 and 3. He's brought to you by Oaktown Sports. I'm telling you, man, I've never done WrestleCon, but I've done a lot of Lucha Expos and stuff. And it's just so many people come out, you know, and they come out and check out everybody. So Santana's going to be there at sessions 1 and 3. Session 1 is Friday, and Session 3 is Saturday. Those are the afternoon shows, or whatever you call them. So if you want to come down and check it out, he's going to be there on those 2 days. Okay, so if you want to check it out, make sure you check out Satan at WrestleCon. It's going to be brought to you by Oaktown Sports. So when something like that, when Oaktown Sports brings you out, is it a bunch of you in the booth, or how does that work? I'm not too sure about that.
Honestly, I think I'm not sure how it would be my first time being assigned to WrestleCon and doing a table, basically having a table to sit there and sign some autographs. And I got some merchandise. I'm going to go out and get some gloves, some hats, and some glasses and stuff like that for people to purchase and, kind of bug out with everybody. I'll be in full gimmick, from the toes to the head.
Well, UWC has a booth at WrestleCon as well. So we're bringing everything. Like you said, we're bringing merch, we're bringing everything, but we're also going to be doing live broadcast while we're there. So we got a little spot there to do the live broadcast. So if by any chance, or if you're getting ready to leave or whatever, if you could swing by the booth just so we can get you on the live broadcast. Because what it is, a lot of people are walking around, and a lot of people are waiting.
Oh, I plan to walk around too, so you're going to expect to see me.
Yeah, and everybody has phones, so they're just kind of on their phone. But we have the speakers so that you can actually hear the live broadcast while you're standing in the line or whatever, so we can get you just for a few minutes and everybody can hear you while we're there. That would be awesome, man. And because I talk to Manny a lot. We meet constantly, and I'm like, Santana's put in his time, man. That dude's paid a lot of dues, and I think – especially him and Jimmy Mayhem, we want to get them out there as much as possible and get them to our show so that they can see him and go, dude, these guys got something or whatever. So with that
I love Mayhem. He's a good guy.
We'll see.
Got to give Mayhem a shout out. Got to give him a shout out because that guy's a good guy.
I got to tell you, man, I think this guy's underrated. I think – hold on a second. Let me take a sip of coffee before I throw a ghost. Hang on. Sorry about that. So here, this is good because this leads into what I'm talking about. When we, the Pistol Pete Memorial Cup was huge. Fletcher Fugaz and Cayenne went over for that. And it's the second year. It's the second annual Pistol Pete Memorial Cup. So Fletcher Fugaz got hurt. So we put in Silver Tiger. So Manny and I were talking. I think Pete and Sonia were there with us too when we started talking about it. And we said, well, we're not going to have another tournament. We're just going to have them defending the cup. So what do we think? And I said, dude, we got to get Santana in there. And they said, well, who's going to be his partner? And I said, dude, you got to bring Jimmy Mayhem. I said, I think Jimmy Mayhem and Santana versus Guyam and Silver Tiger, people are going to go, dude, that is so exact opposites, that's going to be a hell of a match. And then when we put it out there, I started getting a bunch of emails. I started getting a bunch of messages, and people were like, dude, you know, how did this come about? And I said, well, both of them have paid this. Santana's paid his dues with us. He wrestled against Guy Cool and them at our last show. And, you know, he's been coming, working for Wrestle Dojo. Same with Jimmy Mayhem. That dude's been working, you know, for OCCW and for Wrestle Dojo. I said, when we put them together and they go against them for that, which is the huge Pistol Pete Memorial Cup, you know, they're going to bring their A game and it's going to be on. And dude, it has been overwhelming. People are like, why hasn't that happened before? Why haven't Jimmy and them, and I go, they might have tagged before, I don't know, but when we thought about it, we thought, yeah, this is going to be used. Have you guys ever tagged before, or is this going to be the first time?
No, I think we've gone at it before, but never. I don't think we've tagged before.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. People are like, dude, that sparked the interest for them to come and see that match. So for the people listening to us here on UWC Radio, it's April 30th. It's the Pistol Pete Memorial Cup 2. It's going to be at the Metroflex Sports Complex in Hawaiian Gardens. It's going to be Jimmy Mayhem and Santana Jackson versus Guyam El Chivo and Silver Tiger for the second annual Pistol Pete Memorial Cup 2. Now,
hey, this will be the first thing I've ever been competed for, too. That's fantastic.
And he has a new trophy. And I think he even got the belts now, too. Didn't he, Sonia? Didn't Manny get the belts for that also? So, dude.
Yeah, I believe so.
Nice.
That's going to be huge.
Hey, I haven't had a belt on me yet.
And not, honestly, not just because you're here, and not just because this is
a great one.
Yeah, and the first, you know, to crown the belts, you know, the trophy's been out there before, but this is going to be with the belts. But
yeah,
it's been an overwhelming success. There's already been a ton of pre-ticket sales. We've had to order more chairs and all that. So the hype is big. So we're definitely, and we're promoting it big time at WrestleCon. So for the people listening to us here on UWC, you got to check out the big show on April 30th. And don't forget, check out Santana at Puro Wrestle Dojo at Return of the Dragon. It's going to be Thursday, March 30th at the Xander Sports Arena in Gardena. You can check out Puresu Dojo or Puresu Lucha Libre or whatever, or Pancracio Durango, if you want to get all the information on that, to check Santana out there. Then, of course, at WrestleCon, he's going to be there on sessions 1 and 3. So make sure you check that out. He's going to be at the booth, brought to you by Oaktown Sports. And then, of course, the big show on April 30th. Santana, a million thank yous for coming on, man. I'm telling you, man, when we sit down and we have our meetings, and we say, let's get Santana, it's overwhelming. I think our goal here is to make sure that Santana and Jimmy Mayhem get that exposure that they need. Because I go to a ton of shows and I've seen you both, and I'm like, man, if we put these guys together, they're gonna do some damage, and people are gonna know about them. So that's specifically why we made this match. And plus, you paid the dues, man. You put the time in, bro. It's about time, you know, we start you know, putting those matches together. So we definitely
man, that'd be amazing.
So, Santana, anybody?
I'm excited about it, definitely.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when you get there, you're going to see the people have been, it's really a big buzz about it, so we look forward to it. So, anybody you want to thank or anything like that before we let you get out of here?
You know, I just like to thank everyone that gives me the opportunity to be able to show off what I can do and entertain the crowd, the fans, and, you know, leave a smile on people's faces. If I'm doing that, then I feel like I'm doing my job. If you've been entertained, then I definitely did my job, you know.
I'm gonna leave you with this, okay? My wife and my mom hate everything about wrestling. They hate wrestling, the lucha libre, they hate it all. But it was funny because the washing machines here, they took them out because they're getting a new company. So I had to go down to my mom's and do some washing. We were talking, and I said, "Yes, Santana's gonna be there." So I have the clip of when you came out and hit the pyro and stuff, and she goes, "He's going to be there?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "He's a wrestler?" I said, "Yeah, he sure is." She goes, "I would like to go." And I'm like, "What?" I said, I've been wrestling for 20-plus years. And she goes, "Yeah, I would really like to see this in person." So that's what I'm talking about. People see it, and they're like, "Dude, I got to go check this out." So she will be there.
Yeah.
She told me she has to be front row, so I got to push the wheelchair up to the front or whatever. But she's definitely down to it. So that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. So we
I'll make sure to show her some extra love.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Santana, we look forward to seeing you, you know, when you come out here for the Puro Wrestling Show and, of course, WrestleCon and the big show on April 30th. So we'll keep everybody posted on our social media and our website, as well as Santana. What's your handle on Instagram, Santana?
It's Santana.Jackson7.
Santana.Jackson7. All right, we'll make sure we give that at the end so everybody can follow you. A million thank yous for coming.
Yeah, no worries.
We look so forward to seeing you. Sonia, anything else you want to say to Santana before we let him get out of here?
No, I'm excited to see you,
though,
on April 30th.
Hey, I'll be at WrestleMania for the second night, too, so don't be surprised if you see me walking around there.
Sweetness.
Yeah,
all right,
we'll
we will definitely check you out, and we definitely look forward to seeing you. Santana Jackson, everybody, make sure you check him out. We'll be right back after this. Hang on, everybody. You know, that's another one. That music, I don't know where it comes from, but it's left over from everywhere. But, you know, I got to tell you, not just because he's on the show and all that, but there's been, you know, buzz about this teaming him with Jimmy Mayhem and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think that's just adds, you know, to the whole thing of what we got going on. So we definitely look forward to that. I mean, would you agree, Sonia?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just wrestling.
Yeah,
he puts on the show.
Yeah, he was, like, amazing the last time. Like the stuff that he was doing, and then, like, the wolf head or the werewolf head. Like,
which
that
we
was
didn't
the
even
coolest
know. I
thing
didn't
ever.
Even know that
yes.
was
going to
happen. Yeah.
Me either. We were like, where'd he go? And then all of a sudden, boom, there he is.
And everybody was like,
it was
what?
So funny.
Well,
and then it's like, okay, everybody loves Michael Jackson. And then, like, to see a Michael Jackson wrestler is freaking amazing. I love that.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Everybody's like, dude, I didn't know. And he can wrestle. The moves that he puts in there, you know, it even complements it even more, right?
Yes. Like, it's amazing. He had like the like a gold mine idea.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't know why he hasn't been, you know, brought to more shows or, you know, well, he has been, you know, a lot of them have picked on his Instagram, which I do follow him on, but you know, I just click the follow button. So I don't know the handles or nothing like that, but a lot of people shoot him messages and see his stuff and are like, dude, why are you not in AEW or why are you not, you know, working here or working there or whatever. He goes, well, you know, it's not for lack of effort. You know, I've been you know, trying to get my stuff out there and whatever. So it's just, you know, I think it's just a matter of time or whatever that he gets his stuff going. But for us, you know what I mean? It's just great. And when it's funny, because when my mom saw that, she's like, that's the same thing she said. This is a wrestler. And I'm like, yeah. She goes, oh my God. She goes, I gotta see this, you know, or whatever. So that's what's cool. That's what sparks the interest in them, and then we get going. And then to with Jimmy Mayhem, which we're going to have coming on like in a minute or so, to team him with him sparked that interest because their styles are so different because you've got well, you know what? Let's get Jimmy in here, man, and we'll talk to him a little bit about that. Hopefully, hopefully he'll pick up. And the contrast in styles makes it interesting because people want to know if these guys can hang with these people. You know what I mean? Hey, Jimmy, it's Fabiano. You're live on UWC Radio. Can you hear me, my friend?
Hey, what's up? Yes, I can.
It's beautiful. Real quick, for the people listening, you're here. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to check out all the latest information on the line with us right now. Jimmy Mayhem, but before that, Sonia, I don't know if you and PG Jello are both still there, but say hi to Jimmy Mayhem.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good. Pretty good, pretty good. Another night as usual. On my way to training.
Nice to have you on the show.
I mean, we just had Santana on, and we were talking a lot about, you know, what's going on with, because you two have been wrestling pretty much on a lot of the same shows. Every time I go out to Puro Wrestling Dojo and go check out the shows, Jimmy's on there, and then Santana's on there, and they, you know, they wrestle different people. So I asked him, I said, is this the first time that you're going to team with Jimmy? And he's like, no, we've wrestled each other and we've wrestled a lot of the same shows, but this is going to be the first time that we've teamed together. Boom, the messages start hitting and the emails. Hey, bro, I got to check out this show. I never thought they, you know, had been together before, blah, 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 whatever. So it's generating a lot of interest or whatever. But before we get into that, I want to talk about that. But I got to talk about Jimmy Mayhem, because here's the thing, Sonia. You know, since I've slowed down or whatever, as a matter of fact, April 30th is my last show. That's, and people go, bullshit, you're not retiring. Everybody says that, they never come back. But as people know, I even if I want to, I can't for the other job that I'm doing, which Nicolette and I did Saturday. So, you know, we really built the show up or whatever, and as we're getting, you know, closer to it, and I'm slowing down a lot in my wrestling, I go to a lot of shows and I see a lot of people because I work for a lot of different companies. And I've always seen, and I think Jimmy knows, the last time he was out at 555, some people from the other companies that I work for, I'm like, you know, this is Jimmy, man. I said, this guy's got something here. You got to book him. They're like, absolutely, bro. They're like, we like your stuff. And, you know, we start thinking, well, if we put this guy with this guy, it's going to be a hell of a show or whatever. So before we talk a little bit about what you got, you know, going on as far as your wrestling matches coming up, talk first of all, how'd you get involved in OCCW? Because that's where I first saw you there, and then I saw you at Progresso Dojo, and then you start, and I'm like, well, see, this guy's got something here because he can work OCCW against these guys, but then he comes over here to Progresso Dojo, and sometimes it might be against a luchador or like a strong style type of guy or whatever, and I'm like, that's what shows the versatility. First of all, Jimmy, I missed those $10 shows that they had over at the swap meet over there at Westminster, wherever it was, because it was so awesome. Yeah, and I had so much fun there. I mean, we were eating tacos, we were watching wrestling, and it was great. So talk a little bit about that. Now, did they say, hey, man, we want you to come wrestle over here, or did you start training over there at OCCW? How did all that come about?
I forgot who exactly I was with. I know it was during the time where I was teaming with Max Ammo, kind of like way back in like the first, maybe like the first three years, I'd probably say. Probably about first 3 years, yeah, my first 3 years in. But I'm not sure exactly who it was, if somebody hit us up or if Max started going there first. I know Max Ammo was training there back when he was here and back when he was wrestling. You know, he would go train over there.
Yeah.
But I'm not exactly sure. It might have been through Ammo. That's, I think, you know, it's been a while, so...
Yeah,
but,
and then
you know,
how'd you get hooked up over there at Progresso Dojo with Durango and them?
Well, Peter Rosu, that was all thanks to Danny Manchichi. You know, I was doing work with him. You know, a little outside work, you know, make a little extra money, a little extra pocket change and stuff, you know. So I was doing stuff with him, you know, outside of wrestling, and he kind of just suggested that I go check him out.
Yeah. Then they saw what you can do, and they're like, dude, we got to bring this guy back or whatever. So that's...
That's thanks to Inoki, not to cut you off. Sorry about that, buddy. That's all thanks to the Inoki training. You know, there's a lot of things these days. You know, I'm pulling out here and out of my pocket. You know, guys I've known for years have been telling me, wow, Jimmy, I never seen you do that. I didn't know you can do that. You know, there's a whole lot, you know, I got in my back pocket, you know, so stay tuned.
Talking about that, we go to so many shows and I watch talent and I see Jimmy and I go, man, if we put this guy against this guy, it's you know, it's going to be slamming, it's going to be, you know, a hell of a show. So I want to talk about that, because we got you on the big show for April 30th, which I have been trying to get you on for quite some time now, but we finally were able to put it together. But not only that, you got a big show coming up this Saturday over there for OCCW. It's the Bushido Cup. It's this Saturday, March 25th. It's at the American Legion Post 555. It's at 1482 Beach Boulevard in Midway City. Doors open at 5:30. Bell time is 6 p.m. Now, they're having the Bushido Cup, but you got a tag match coming. Now, I saw Red Spider, Silver Tiger, and it looked like Lance Winters, but it's going to be you and Inferno. Is that a six-man or is it a tag match?
It's six-man from what I saw, yeah. It's that six-man right there, me, Inferno, and my partner over there, Colby the Badass Assassin.
Yes,
so
yes,
us
that's
three. Yep.
So, dude, that is going to be a match and a half, because first of all, Jimmy's a big dude. I think he's – people don't – you won't know until you go to the show and see what I'm talking about. He's a big dude, and so is Red Spider, because I the first time I saw him in person, I'm like, that's a big dude, man. You know, it's a big difference when you go to the show or whatever. So Talk a little bit about that, man, because like we were saying, working at Puro Dojo, these are two luchadores who had the belts for a time. And so now you guys are going up against them. So if you do some serious damage and we see Inferno and Jimmy Mayhem versus Red Spider and Silver Tiger, that's something I would pay to see. And is that hopefully what we're looking for here?
I'm not too sure, although I would personally love to team with Inferno at some point because that's a big boy. You know, I love fighting the guy. You know, there's nothing but respect between the two of us, and it's always fun. Yeah. It's always hard hitting. I love it. It's savage. It's like Goku and Vegeta fighting. You know what I mean? We just love it. But, you know, as far as any gold, as far as OCCW goes, you know, got my partner Kobe over there, you know, so can't really, you know, gotta keep him in the picture too. You know, I'm trying to, you know, take him under my wing, so to say, and, you know, show him the way a little bit, show him the Mayhem way. But with either person, you know, some more gold, the better. You know, it's been a while since I've had tag belt, gold. You know.
Let me do a PSA here for you real quick, all right? Because I've been friends with Delo for over 25 years.
Right on.
Let's get a 6-man belt in here, okay? Let's have a 6-man belt tournament, and then we'll have the winners. Because I think if it's Inferno, Jimmy and his other partner over there, I think they will do some serious damage. And I think that people would also like to see it.
We
so
should
let's
do
make
a
it
tournament
happen.
Where we have where we have a whole bunch of guys and see who could get them out the fastest.
Was that PG Jello talking over there?
Yeah, that's me.
I'm all for it. I'm gonna talk to Delo and say, hey man, let's make this happen. People, because the people who would win is the people who come to see the show, and I think that would be just mayhem or whatever. Speaking of Jimmy Mayhem, that would just be complete mayhem. So I think it would be good. So
it would be beautiful mayhem.
this is what we were talking about. Well, hey, if there's one flashy dude, it's Jimmy Mayhem, because you will get hit with some glitter if you're sitting in the front row, right, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, it's a celebration when Mayhem's around, you know? Should all get up and revel, you know?
My nephew.
Instagram right now and saw the Dragon Ball stuff, so Jello's like, oh,
yeah. Well, the thing is, my nephew, who just turned 12, I take him with me to all the matches, and when he sees Jimmy's going, Uncle Danny, I'm going to head up and go get some glitter. I'll be right back. And he wants to stand there and he wants to get hit. Like, it means the world to him to get glitter on him. I'm like, I could buy you some and throw that to you. He goes, that's coming from Jimmy Mayhem, though. So the kids love that stuff, man. And it is over like Rover. So with that being said, you know, when we have this big show that's coming up on April 30th, it's huge, because not only are we going to crown the UWC heavyweight champion, we also have the Bushido Cup, the Pistol Pete Memorial Cup. The first one, we had the inaugural one, and it was Guyam and Fletcher Fugaz. They beat Tony Reyes and Sean Black. So through the years, you know, we said, well, you know, I don't want to have a tournament. Let's just have them defend that. So I was telling Santana, Sonia and I, and Pete Jr., we had a meeting. We said, well, you know, what are we going to do? I said, man, we got to bring Santana and Mayhem and have them go against those guys for that cup, because that's huge. And what we were talking about earlier, it generated so much, you know, buzz. People were like, well, dude, have they ever teamed together? Well, dude, that's two guys from a different style going up against some luchadores. So it really sparked a lot of interest. So I have, like, more than ever faith in the world, especially with Jimmy and Santana, because they worked luchadores before out there at Puro Dojo, but a lot of people don't know that, so they think it's just going to be, like, they're going to get squashed. But I'm telling them, I'm like, dude, these guys are for real, they're teaming, it's going to be a hell of a show. So real quick, Jimmy, talk a little bit about that. I mean, it's not only just a tag match, you know, against Guyam and Silver Tiger, who you're going to be wrestling Saturday, but you're going to be going up against them for the Pistol Pete Memorial Cup too. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, I know you're training all the time or whatever, but like, it doesn't really matter who we put you in there. You're ready for anybody, right?
Oh yeah, you know, you gotta stay ready. You know, like they say. As far as teaming with Santana, that's something I've actually thought about too. You know, I've been wanting to team with him for quite some time. You know, so that'd be a real good time. And we're both, you know, got a lot to prove, and you know, we're hungry. You know, we want to show what we can do. You
know? I agree.
What was that?
100. Go ahead. Were you saying something, Sonia? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, I just said the beast is always hungry.
Oh, yep, exactly. Exactly.
And we have been working
like
on this show. Yeah, and not only that, but Manny has put so much money out to get us to this WrestleCon so that we can get a booth and push this show because it's so huge that that's even generating a lot of buzz and people, you know, are hearing about it and want to come down and check it out. So it's going to be huge. So don't forget, it's Sunday, April 30th. It's going to be at the Metroflex Sports Complex in the City of Hawaiian Gardens. It's going to be Guyam El Chivo and Silver Tiger versus Jimmy Mayhem and Santana Jackson for the second annual Pistol Pete Memorial Cup. So we definitely look forward to that. Now, with all that being said, Jimmy, I catch a lot of slack because I'm always talking stuff about WWE. It's like, oh, they're clowns and everybody has to be a character and blah, blah, blah. And somebody called me out on it. They said, hey, man, if they called you tomorrow and said, hey, bro, we want you to come be a manager or whatever, would you go? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I'll be right there in line.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where everybody wants to go. I mean, that's top of the food chain. But somebody like yourself, you know, that is training and is working or whatever, you know, if somebody said, look, man, you can go to any fed you want, you could wrestle anybody you want or whatever, tell us who would that be. Would you rather go to someplace like maybe an AEW or a New Japan, or is WWE the end-all to be-all?
I think for all of us, like, once we start doing this thing, WWE is pretty much the end-all, be-all.
Yeah.
You know, whether they admit it or not, you know, that's kind of all of our, you know, when we were little kids or whatever age you start watching this, you know, the E was always the main target. But, you know, as good as I look, as beautiful as I am, you know, I'm not getting any younger, you know, and they do have their certain policies. But, you know, there's always other ways to get in there, you know, if you got something, that personality, like I said, maybe a manager aspect or some sort of personality, you know. But, you know, that was always the goal. But as far as things, as far as age factor and whatnot, you know, AEW, you know, probably the next best thing. You know, they're, you know, a little bit looser on things like that. And, you know, they're big guys. None of the big guys there are as dazzling and as, you know, magnificent as the beautiful Mayhem. So, you know, I can show these big old dummies, you know, how to have a little pizzazz when they swag, you know?
yeah, absolutely. With some personality, man. You know, people be like, dude, I got to come back and see what this dude's going to do next. So I think you got something there. I've been in this business a long time. I go to a lot of shows, and when this all came to fruition, I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And Manny and Sonya and Pete were right there, too. They said, hell yeah, that's going to make a hell of a team, and that's just going to make this show even better. So we definitely look forward to that. For the people listeners, make sure you check out Jimmy Mayhem. He's got big show coming up this Thursday. I'm sorry, next Thursday, a week from today.
Yep, March 30th.
Yeah, for Puresu Dojo. Make sure you check that out. Then he's got Bushido coming up this Saturday at the American Legion Post 555 in Midway City. And, of course, the big show coming up for us on April 30th at the Metroflex Sports Arena in the City of Hawaiian Gardens. A lot of stuff coming in. You know, the sign of somebody who's a good worker and people know is a lot of work. And Jimmy Mayhem's got a lot of work, as you can see by all these shows that we just announced here. So, Jimmy, I look forward to April 30th. I'm telling you, there's a buzz. It's going to be huge. And people just cannot wait to see Santana Jackson and Jimmy Mayhem versus El Chivo Guyam and Silver Tiger. So we definitely look forward to that. Anybody you want to thank or anybody you want to give a shout out to or whatever, Jimmy, before I let you get out of here?
Just thank everybody who's been behind me, you know, all my Mayhem minions, all my people, all the support, you know, friends from way back, new friends I met down the road. Just thanks to everybody, you know, who support me, who has my back. You know, I appreciate it. Everybody who's believed in me, you know, all my trainers, from Rick Drayson to Fern to the Ballards to Seth Skyfire to Durango at Anoki, you know, everybody who's had a part in getting me where I'm at now. Just, you know, I appreciate it, you know.
Yeah, well, you're doing the right thing, man. Putting the time in and paying the dues, and I think it's time to sit back and enjoy the ride right now, because I think you got something here. So we definitely look forward to that. So for the people that make sure you check out Jimmy Mayhem. Got a lot more coming on after this. All right, Jimmy, we'll see you soon. All right, my man.
All right, brother. Take care.
All right, we'll see you. We'll be right back after this. Jimmy Mayhem, everybody, make sure you check him out.
All right.
Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
I would like to see some of those Hulk photos or whatever, see what he's talking about. But for the people who choose you here, you're at UWC Radio. Don't forget you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com. I got Sonya with me here. Let's call JBD so we can talk to him real quick, and then we'll just keep continuing on.
Hello?
JBD, what's up? It's Fabiano. You're live on UWC Radio. Can you hear me, my friend?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. I can hear you.
I got to tell you, man, it's been one heck of a show, and we've been talking a lot about wrestling and talking about so much stuff that's going on, and JBD has quite a bit going on, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. But real quick, Sonya, my partner in crime over here, say hi to JBD real quick.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
Everybody's always going, JBD, what the heck does JBD stand for? Sonya, can you tell us what JBD stands for?
JBD stands for
Jack
Bruce Davidson.
I did know it, though, because you did the show with us before.
Yes, he did.
Of course.
And we're going to talk a little bit about this, because we're talking, you know, we had Jimmy Mayhem, we had Santana Jackson on and stuff like that. I'm going to bring in Lance with me over here, because we're going to do the news in a little bit. But I wanted to talk a little bit about that, and I want to talk a little bit about what brought you to the dance. So let me get him in here real quick, and then we'll continue on.
For sure.
Lance, can you hear me? Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me, Lance? Okay, I think maybe Lance is on.
You guys hear me, Mark?
Okay, now we got you on. We're gonna get to the news in just a minute, but I got JBD with me, but I want to keep you on the line here for me so we don't have to call you and take a break, because we're just gonna run right through, because we're Mexican. They'll kick us out of here if we don't do things right. But JBD, this is what I'm talking about. You know, when we had our first show or whatever. You know, a lot of things happen, people get in car accidents, they don't show up, whatever. And it was Steve Dodge that said, hey, bro, bring JBD. That guy's got game or whatever. And I'm like, well, you know, I've seen him a couple of times, but, you know, I was busy talking to whoever. So we brought him, you know, and I said, yeah, dude, if you can get him. So we brought him. And when he came and worked for us, we were like, dude, this guy can go, man. He's got, you know, he's got game or whatever. So that's what brought JBD to UWC to work for there. And then I'm not going to say it blossomed into whatever, because now you're getting so much work. I mean, I've seen you at ASCW. I've seen you over there working for De La O and all these different shows. And even I saw you at the one show that I can't even remember where it was, out there in Cyprus or something. So
absolutely.
Before we get into talking about what you got going on here, talk a little bit about that. Did you start training at DLO's, and that's how you got into the business, or how did you first start out like that?
Yes, sir. I started training at DLO in about the tail end of 2019. You know, that's before everything went to hell in the handbasket. And then I train under Azrael, you know, one of the most dominant OCCW and really Southern California forces out there.
Right.
So, you know,
and then it just progressed from there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
helps keep me in shape, keeps me disciplined, all that. every Monday and Wednesday night from 8 to 10.
And this is what happened. First of all, big show coming up. It's coming up this Thursday. This Saturday, 2 days from now. It's going to be, you know what? You know why I couldn't tell you which one it was? Because I was on the wrong page. Here it is. It's Bushido Cup. It's Saturday, March 25th. It's at the American Legion Post 555. It's at 14582 Beach Boulevard in Midway City. Now, you are the defending Bushido Cup winner. Am I not mistaken?
That's right, sir. That's right. 2022 Bushido Cup champion.
Yes, so not only will you be defending that Bushido Cup, but if you take this whole tournament, you're going to get a shot at the title against Inferno. So talk a little bit about that. Does it mean more to you to, you know, keep that Bushido Cup, or is just that getting that title shot icing on the cake? Or
it means everything, Fabi. It means everything.
You see,
the Bushido Cup last year, it helped legitimize me. It helped make JBD into the Hell Rider. It helped make me a name out here. And I don't know if you can hear it right now, but I'm actually in the gym on the Stairmaster machine training for the Bushido Cup because nobody's going to outwork me. Nobody's going to out-endure me.
Yeah,
that's all you need to know, Fabi.
Dude, if you're defending Bushido Cup champion as well as getting that, you know, world heavyweight championship, you got to be in shape and be ready to go. But not only that, do we have the big Bushido Cup, but Lance, if you're still there and you could hear me, dude, are you actually in this six-man match with Red Spider and Silver Tiger?
Oh my God, can you guys hear me?
yeah, we got you.
Yeah,
can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Because the management at OCCW, they can't hear me. I've been trying to get on the phone with them ever since this match has been announced. I don't know what's going on. They're trying to be sly. Fabi, you were there last month. Yes, I had a sly month at the Rumble. I jumped in. You know, I took liberties, and I guess now OCCW's taking liberties and throwing me in the ring. You guys know I have a broken freaking neck practically since the Parkas came in at Lucha Pro. I'm still recovering from that. I thought I was going to be ringside. It looks like I'm the third man in that team. And you know what? I'm not going to back down from that challenge. I may have a broken freaking neck. I may be going up against Inferno, Jimmy Mayhem, and that badass assassin. But I'm pretty confident the Beast of War is a four-person turn. So I'm bringing that energy with me, broken neck or not.
Well, dude, I mean, that just makes that whole card even more interesting because not only will JBD be defending the Bushido Cup because you got guys like Rickster and them in there. And, of course, as he's first up is Azrael. So, I mean, it's like, dude, he no rest for the weary. So it's going to be – then you throw in Lance Winters to team with his team of Red Spider and Silver Tiger against Jimmy Mayhem, who we just had on, and Inferno and Bad Assassin. I mean, it just makes it even that more interesting. So make sure you check it out. It's going to be Saturday, March 25th at American Legion Post 555, which is a nice place. That place is, like, spotless, and it's a great place to have a show. So make sure you go down there and check it out. So I'm going to get to Lance because I want him to sit in for the news with us. But since I got Azrael here, because he's a busy man, guy's got to be training. He's got to get ready for that thing. So this is how everything came full circle. You know, it's my retirement match. It's my last one. Everybody's like, oh, bullshit. You're not going to retire. Everybody says that. But I actually have to retire for what I got going on. If you know, you know. And if you don't, I can't really talk about it here. But for what I have going on, I have to retire. Even if I want to, I can't do it anymore. So when we sat down and we had the meeting, we put everything together. They said, well, what do you want to do for that last match? And I said, this is exactly what I want to do. Okay? Myself and, of course, my daughter, Nicolette Marie, and Azrael, who I've been trying to get over here to team with me for a while now. And then I said, on the other side, I want Guy Cool because that dude's paid his dues with us too. He's been to all our shows. I never have – if I say, hey, bro, I need you here, he'll be like, just tell me when and where, and let's do it. And I said, and I want JBD. And when they said, JBD, I said, JBD. I said, that's another man who's paid his dues. When I call him and say, hey, bro, I need you, I don't get – he says, dude, just tell me when and where, and he's there. And Candy Girl, because Candy Girl was with us at the first show, and they liked her so much, I said, let's bring her in, and that's going to be the six-man final match for Five Panel. It's going to be myself, Nicolette Marie, and Azrael versus JBD, Guy Cool, and Candy Girl. So that, too, just with the stuff that we got going on at this show made it even more interesting. First of all, nobody believes me that it's my last match, but I'm here on this show to tell you that it is my last match. It's done after that because what I got going on. So the point I'm trying to make, JBD, is somebody like you who's paid his dues, who goes and trains, and when they say, look, we're going to put you up against this guy, you don't go, oh, no, I don't want to wrestle this guy. I'm going to take the day off. I want to do this. No questions. You just get in there and do it. That's why we're bringing you over here for this match. So not only do you have Azriel, you got myself, and you got Nicolette Marie, who is slowly becoming one of the dirtiest players in the game, because I've been showing her. So give me your thoughts on that, JBD. What do you think? Not only do you got to defend this Bushido Cup, but you're coming over here and wrestling against us in my retirement match.
Of course, Bobby. Of course, you know, Bushido Cup is going to be no short task. I'm going to come in. I'm going to work hard, take names, swing chains. I'm going to be the first ever two-time Bushido Cup champion. And at UWC, Bobby, first thing, I'm honored that you picked me as your opponent. But you know what? If you think that means I'm going to take it easy on you, you got another thing coming. Because I best believe I'm going to ride into Hawaiian Gardens, Metroplex. And, you know, if we're in that ring together, Bobby, I'm going to have to do what I have to do. And that's all you need to know.
And I would have it no other way. That's why I'm bringing you in, because that's exactly what I expect. So with that being said, that's why I'm bringing Lance Winters into the fold, because I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be, you know, way back in the shadows or whatever. So, you know, I saw Lance. We used to do a lot of stuff together or whatever, work in some of the same shows and stuff. And then I didn't see him for a while. And then I went to a UEW show. And this is, don't you think it's a coincidence, Lance, is that you were right next to me? It was funny because Nicolette got the tickets, and all of a sudden I see Lance. I'm like, dude, what's up? And we were right next to each other. So we started talking, and, hey, man, you know, I didn't know you were still in the business. He says, yeah, man, I'm still, you know, still kicking. I'm still, you know, checking talent. You know, I want to make independent wrestling. You know, I want as many people in these shows as possible and stuff like that. And then just last week at the Lucha Libre Alliance, you know, he was there, man. He's helping out, you know, getting looks at certain wrestlers to see, you know, who's who or whatever. So I think, you know, bringing Lance is going to help make UWC even that much better. So real quick before we continue with that, tell me about that, Lance. I mean, that was – I got to be honest, dude. When I went to go work Lucha Libre Alliance, you know, because I work for them all the time, it was like WrestleMania, bro. They were, like, taking chairs from the wrestlers because there was so many people out there. I mean, would you agree? It was almost like a Mexican WrestleMania.
Excuse me, Bobby.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Bobby. I got to get running. You know,
I
continue my training for the Bushido Cup, but I appreciate you having me on here. Thank you for being a great host.
I forgot that you're training. Dude, we look forward to seeing you at UWC show. And don't forget, we'll see you Saturday at Bushido Cup, defending that cup. We'll talk to you soon. All right, my man?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right, you got it. See you soon.
Thank you.
Okay, Lance, go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. So, yeah, it was like WrestleMania, kind of, not only with the sellout of all the seats, but people were dressed up nice. People were in suits, dressed up to the dime. I'm talking about whether it's luchadors, family, or fans. Everyone was looking their best, their sharpest, to a sold-out Metroplex. And when you have a main event like that where you have to put it in a cage, I don't know if I spelled that, but the main event, like, wow, that's something different. And that's what the fans came to see, you know, just the diversity of all the matches.
Yeah, and there was a certain luchador who got voted Rudo of the Year for 2022, and he got his trophy that day. So, oh yeah, that was me. So that was icing on the cake too. Because, dude, I've known Kayam and Enigma for years, bro, and we've wrestled back and forth, and they always tell me, like, when they see me and I go, well, who am I wrestling? They go, you're gonna wrestle this person. I go, okay, you know, what do we got planned? They go, you know what? Just go out there and do what you do. Do what you do. That's what they say. So when I got that, I was like, man, I was most appreciative. And to do it in a sellout crowd like that was even more amazing. So I appreciate that. But, you know, Lance, that's what I'm talking about. You know, you go to these shows and you see different looks and you see these two big gargantuans in a cage, you know, and stuff like that. It makes you like, well, bro, if we put this guy against this guy, that's going to make it even better. So, you know, you're always out there scouting talent or looking to see, you know, a good dance partner and stuff like that. And that's pretty much what it's all about, right?
Oh, yeah. If you're not fully invested in the business, then you're not doing it right. You know, you always have to either be participating, studying, or, you know, either way, being active in any other capacity, because if not, you're going to miss out things like that, you know. There was a chance I didn't make it to that show, and, you know, it was the flip of the coin. I was able to make it, and I came out, and, you know, I was able to observe and watch these great luchadors, some I've seen before, some I've never seen before. But like you said, it was really cool to see the locker room had no chairs because it was all with the fans.
Yeah.
It was completely sold out in a great show.
And for the people listeners here on UWC Radio, actually, Lance will be with us at the April 30th show, so make sure you come check it out. Now, I got to get to the news. I'm going to take a quick break. Lance, you can hang out for a few more minutes?
Of course. I'll be right here.
All right, perfect. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll get to Sonya's news. Hang on, everybody. I put that on for JBD. That's going to be him on Thursday. No, I'll give him this impact like this. Here you go. That's him. He needs a turnbuckle or something. I don't know. What is that? That's supposed to be high impact, but that sounds more like what? Hold on.
A fart?
That's like two hammers or something hitting. But anyways, you're here at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com. And we got Lance Winters hanging with us, talking a little bit about, you know, hitting up some of these luchador shows and stuff like that. But Sonya, do you got anything special in the news for us today?
Not that special. This happened like a week ago. I was watching, I don't know what it was, but Rey Mysterio was at the airport. And then, like, he's, like these people are coming up to him with, like, 50, like, things for him to sign. And he's like, no, I can't do that. I can't. You know, he's like, if you're fans, I would sign one thing. But, you know, and it's, like, I also read on that article, too, that they have a lot of wrestlers have to deal with people doing that. And it's, like, what makes people think that it's okay to just be, like, oh, here, sign all this stuff for me in this freaking 2 seconds that you're trying to get home or wherever he's going, you know?
That's pretty ballsy to put 50 pictures in front of him and do like a signing session or whatever. But, you know, it seems like they kind of have to walk that fine line. I mean, you want to be, you know, nice to your fans and stuff, but then it's bro, you know, I can't be business,
that's,
you know,
just taking
or whatever.
Advantage.
I mean, exactly. And I mean, we appreciate, you know, that you think of me that much that you could, you know, sell all these things or whatever. But I mean, that's, and then plus, you know, he'll make it. Well, let me tell you, when we did the second Lucha Expo out there in San Diego for Kevin Kleinrock, they had to do a private signing. Like, you had to buy a specific ticket, and he only kept it to a certain amount because he knew, you know, he could only do 50. I think it was 50 or whatever because he had to catch a plane. So that's a different story. You know, you bought a VIP ticket, you signed your stuff, and you're out of there. But, I mean, to shove 50 things in front of him
at the airport.
Hey, bro, sign this for me. And you know how you could tell it's real because he didn't even have his mask on. He's like, bro, I mean, come on, if you're a fan or whatever. So, you know, that's how you know it was legit. Well, we'll go to our guest, Lance. What do you think, man? You think you should have signed him? Or you think, hey, man, I appreciate it, but I can't sit here and do a session.
As a businessman, I think that's a dirty tactic. Everybody knows when you go to a show, whether it's indie or major, well, I guess not major, not WWE and type, but when you go to an indie show, they have their 8x10s, they have their photos. You can purchase that. They'll sign it, and they'll most likely take a picture with you, you know. So when it comes to things like that, you know, you're taking away money from people and you're selling it, making a dime. That money is not going to Rey Mysterio. You're signing it personally and you're making a buck off of it. And as a businessman, if I'm going from venue to venue, or like how the WWE are, they're going from city to city hitting planes all the time, then not have time for that. And I think it's totally unprofessional of the fans. I saw an update about that. Rhea Ripley had opinions on that. And she said if that happens to her, she's only signing things that are like personal pictures or anything. But anything other than that, she's going to tell him to kick off.
And it's just, well, dude, I'll tell you a story right now. When I was working security at the Forum, and it was 1993, and it was when all the stuff went down with when they hit what's-her-name in the back of the knee, the skater or whatever. I can't remember her name. So the president, what's-her-name, Tonya Harding.
Kerrigan.
Yeah. When they did that, the head of security for the NHL, he said, hey, man, you know, we don't want any, not saying it's going to happen to him, but we don't want, the Wayne Gretzky's our hood ornament, and we don't want anything happening to him, so I want you, and he pointed at me, I'm like, oh, my God, and another guy to be with him from the time he gets here until the time he leaves, and we're like, shit, absolutely. So we developed such a rapport with him that he would sign stuff for us because he knew we weren't going to sell him. So, you know, I got sticks, I got pucks, I got all kinds of stuff because he knew I wasn't going to sell them and that I was going to keep them or whatever. So it now, and we're talking the greatest hockey player of all time. So it's like, you know, and it was 2 years, and I'm telling you, I had to do a lot of security for a lot of the basketball players and stuff like that. I could care less, but that dude, I would take a bullet for him. I mean, he was the nicest person I have ever met in my life. Always nice to me. I'll put that picture up when he broke the record for the most goals or whatever. And he, I don't know if he'll, well, like, I mean, that was almost 30. As a matter of fact, today is the day is the day that he broke the record. I was eating at the Chinese buffet and the hockey game was on and they were showing it. So it's exactly 29 years to the day that he broke the record for the most goals. So quick story, he broke that record, and after the game was over, there was a million people taking pictures with the with that puck that did it. People from the office, you know, the trainers, it was just a line of people. So he didn't like want people to see him drinking a beer, you know, like out of a bottle or whatever. So he used to cut the top of the Gatorade plastic little squirt bottle and put the beer in there. So I was hanging out, you know, whatever, and I saw it was empty. So I grabbed his cup and I poured a beer in there, and I went to go put the cup back, and he grabbed my hand. And I looked at him, and he goes, hey, make sure you get a picture with Dan. Oh, my God. I thought I was going to die. So, you know, I'll post the picture. I posted all goofy. You try to crack a smile. It was the goofiest picture ever. And took the picture, and he says, hey, man, I appreciate it or whatever. And I was like, absolutely, no problem. So I'll put that picture up. I have a picture of me holding the picture because I had to take it for the certificate of authenticity or whatever. So, but the point I'm trying to make is he knew that I wasn't going to sell it. So he would sign whatever for me, no problem. And, you know, that's if somebody like that, I can imagine what he goes through as far as like people trying to make money. Can you sign this and can you do this or whatever? So, you know, when you get to a certain point, you know, you got to walk that fine line. Hey, bro, I don't mind signing for you, but I'm not going to sign 100, you know, or whatever. And then people are like, oh, he's such an asshole. But, dude, I mean, you know, you can't do that, right? So, yeah, I mean, you got to kind of take – and that's how I knew it was legit. When he didn't have no mask on and he was doing that, I mean, he don't care.
Yeah. Like, that's just taking advantage. I just felt like that's – and then, okay, I don't know if he was going to go do a show or if he was going home, but imagine how tired he is from being on that plane, too, and irritated.
Hey, sign 15 of these for me real quick. Well,
yeah.
I'm just glad that he's still, you know, relevant and that he's going into the Hall of Fame and stuff like that because, you know, you want to talk about paying dues. That's somebody who's paid dues, you know, 20 times over. I wrestled his uncle, Rey Mysterio Sr., and he was probably one of the strongest men I've ever wrestled. I mean, it was just amazing, you know, to be in the ring with him, and that's, you know, old school or whatever. So props to him for you know, getting into the Hall of Fame. I mean, it's about time, don't you think?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, Rey Mysterio is really cool. I just don't like his eyes.
Lance, what do you think? Long time coming?
Long time coming. I'm very glad that he's being inducted in Los Angeles, you know, because, you know, he's from San Diego, so the closest he'll get to being inducted in, you know, California, so that's pretty cool. Yeah. And it's very long overdue because he's worked, like, what, 30 years, 40 years?
Yeah.
He's been for forever.
Man.
He's a forever guy. He'll keep going for another 10 years, you know what I'm saying? Like, this guy can do it all. He's worn it all. he's inspired a lot of people nowadays, you know, that do a lot of the kind of moves that he does. So he's definitely an icon to everybody, American and otherwise.
Well, it was funny. I mean, I'm glad that that's happening. But when we went to go see New Japan right here at the Pyramid in Long Beach, and he was there, and then he wrestled. He had some really cool gear or whatever. I was like, dude, he fit right in. You know, they teamed him with Kushida or whatever. And, I mean, the Japanese people just went nuts, you know, to see him. So I was, like, glad that he got to, you know, for lack of a better term, like, spread his wings and go out and then come back to WWE where he belongs. So I think it's pretty cool. So one more thing I want to get to before we get out of here. And Lance, Sonya and I were talking about this in the opening. I used to be so happy to come home and watch AEW because it was something different. It gave you an alternative. But I think it sucks balls now. I mean, it's so predictable. And we were talking about that. John Moxley's, you know, getting color every match. And it's, you know the guy from what he called it's not going to go over on John Moxley. And it's very predictable now. And I just thought that it started out so hot and had so much fire, and now it's just slowly, you know, coming back into like a watered down version of WWE. I mean, El Hijo de Vikino against Kenny Omega, we knew that was gonna that was gonna you know, sell, and that was gonna do really well. But the other matches, I think they were horrible. Give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so I can definitely agree with you in the decline. I feel like in the first couple of years, everyone got hot because they're like, oh, my God, AEW's new. It's exciting. It's got the fan service I want. They're booking all the people I want. And then they started doing the same thing WWE did, not only in the style of booking, you know, the same repetitive storyline. You can tell what's going to happen. But they also did the same thing with the budget cuts, started signing off everybody's favorite wrestler. So they really are hitting the trend, like, similar with WWE on all angles, you know. So moving forward, like, I heard you guys a little bit in the beginning talking about not necessarily needing a blade every time because, yeah, you need to build that program up. It needs to be a build-up.
The end of the world can't come every day.
Yeah.
And it just sucks because, you know, they have so much talent and there are so many, like, different matches that you can make. Now, I was glad that they made a six-man because I think, you know, the Brody King and those guys, I think that Malakai Black, I think that's a cool team, and I'm glad they did the six-man, and there was so much that they could do with it, you know, putting the Young Bucks with Kenny Omega and stuff like that. That made me want to watch. And then when they brought what's his name got hurt, so they brought Laredo Kid into team with the Lucha Brothers. Oh, my God. I was like, dude, that's what I'm talking about. And then the next day, it was just done. At first, I was like, what the hell are we doing here? They broke him up. I think Brody King wrestled by himself last time or whatever. So I'm like, you know, and to me, real quick, and we'll end with this. Do you think it was a team effort? And then when Tony Khan took over, it's kind of like a Vince McMahon, because now you could suggest something, but it's got to go through Tony Khan. And if he vetoes it, that's just it. Lance, we'll start with you. What do you think?
I think just to speak generally, you know, casting shadows on everything. At the end of the day, there's always that one person that's going to be the 51% of any company that makes the executive decision on whether they're going to spend money on, you know, producing it on the show or whether it's the YouTube or whether it's the house show, you know. So it's up to that person to make that executive decision whether it's a hit or miss. And it seems like Tony Khan is doing the same thing in the regards of, if it's not aligned with him, he'll cancel it versus, let's say, Triple H, for example, just to throw a third person in there. Yeah. Maybe Triple H, I could see him working with them. Like, I don't like that, but maybe we can do something like that. So I think, they're starting to keep that trend, AEW following WWE in a lot of different ways.
But, you know, Sonya, go to YouTube and put in PWG highlights, and you'll see what I'm talking about. They had, like, Buddy Murphy against Jonah. And it was like, dude, like you go, that's a hell of a matchup. And then you see the highlights from the match and like, dude, that was amazing or whatever. And like that Daniel Garcia, he was wrestling like Leo Rush and people like that. And I'm like, wow, why is that not here? You know, in AEW, the matchups that they had over there are the ones like they had Black Darius against the guy that comes out in like the cowboy boots, I can't remember his name, but I'm like, dude, that dude with the right dance partner, you know, is amazing. You just see all these matchups and you're like, wow, something that you're like, you would never think about. But then when you see it, you're like, damn, that was a good matchup or whatever. So I just don't know why we don't see that there where they have the money. So do that. So when you go to YouTube, put in PWG highlights. And I think the first one is like Speedball Mike Bailey against Bandito or whatever. And it was just amazing. You know, so check that out and you'll see what I'm talking about. Have you seen that, Lance? Have you seen any of those highlights where they have those matches?
I've seen some highlights, some clips. Unfortunately, I got in the business. I missed out on being there. I didn't have much, you know, time. But watching it online is definitely an experience because it was creative. It was different.
Yeah.
And the crowd
reacted
every time. It always has something to offer.
Yeah, that people want to see. And when you hear that matchup, you go, oh, shit, I got to see that. That's the one that sticks out to me the most was Buddy Murphy against Jonah. And it was like, dude, it was amazing. And those guys really shine. It's kind of like when the American wrestlers go out to Japan and work. And for some reason, they up their game, like, you know, 50% or something. It's like that there. They go to PWG and do, like, Battle of L.A. or something like that. They pull out all the stops, man, and really go. So you can check that out when you get a chance. But anyways, Lance, a million thank yous for coming on, man, to hang in for the news. I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you, man. I ain't got much left or whatever. You know, I'm going to be doing just a minimal part. So somebody like Lance who cares about the business and, you know, I want to bring him in just to help out so he can see what I'm talking about. Because, you know, he'll listen to what you're saying and say, hey, bro, well, that's cool. We do this. We might even do this a little bit better. And that's kind of like what we're looking for, you know, to get to that next level. So I appreciate you coming on. Don't forget, he's got a match. It's coming up this Saturday at the Bushido Cup. It's going to be him, Red Spider, and Silver Tiger against Jimmy Mayhem, Inferno, and what's his name? Bad Attitude? Or
he's a bad Colby.
I was close with Bad Attitude. So make sure you check it out. It's Saturday, March 25th at the American Legion Post 555 in Midway City. Sonia, a million thank yous for coming on with me. This is it. You know, Thursday, I'm not going to be able to do the podcast, but we will be at WrestleCon all 3 days. So make sure you come check out our booth there, and we'll see everybody there. All right, Lance, a million thank yous for coming on, bro. I look forward. I might be at the Commerce Casino for the other job that I'm doing. If not, I might try to get down there and go check out that Bushido Cup because it sounds pretty good. And I like 555. It's like literally walking distance to a Popeye's chicken or whatever. So I might go get a chicken sandwich. You can make a whole day. You can buy statues and you can buy bean bags and stuff that they sell in the front. So you can make a whole day if you go check out that show. So hopefully we'll be able to check it out. So, all right, Lance, we'll see you then. Sonia? We'll definitely see you soon. And I'm trying to find my... Here it is.
Yep.
And we'll see everybody at the WrestleCon. Lance, we'll see you on Saturday. All right, everybody. We'll talk to everybody later.
Bye. Peace.